welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. So is your normal keeping you average? Is your normal keeping you unhappy? Have you ever looked around and thought, well, I mean, this is totally normal to be unhappy. This is totally normal to not like my job. It's totally normal to go out on the weekends and overeat and drink too much and sit around and our only fun is watching TV or eating or going out and drinking and waking up and feeling depressed. Like, this is normal. Everyone around me has anxiety. Everyone around me deals with depression. So what is your normal and how can we change that baseline? Is normal, quote unquote, keeping you average or below average or feeling like crap? So what can happen a lot of times is when we go to leave that idea of normal, we can become really fearful because outside of normal is what? It's abnormal. And all of the people in your life tend to do what to the abnormal? So we see when people try to better themselves, maybe we get a lot of different things like, oh, you think you're too good for us now. Oh, you know, where do you think you're going? What are you doing? You really think you can do that? I don't think you're going to be able to do that. We get a lot of pushback, maybe a lot of resistance, and a lot of the resistance can actually come first off from our own brain. It can come so much that we actually don't even take the action to get that far, to get the resistance from other people, because we've already built the story in our head that that's the resistance that we're going to get. So if it's keeping you unhappy, and that is your baseline, how on earth can we start to change it? Well, it's definitely going to take some work, but you're going to have to start looking at what is lowering your energy level. So I just listened to such a fun TED Talk by one of my favorite authors, Sean Acor, and he says, it's not the world that shapes us, but the lens we view the world through. When you change the lens, you can change your reality. So a lot of times it's because we are looking at what we've learned to be normal. It's everyone else's beliefs that we've adopted. But what do you really believe for yourself? What do you really want for yourself? And this made me start to ask myself a question of what does happiness really mean to me? And I wanted to sit down and write my own definition of happiness. So I want you guys just to think for a minute. What does happiness mean to you? What does happiness look like to you? And I wrote down, and this was just the first thing that came to my head. I said, happiness is my ability to complete any story, event, lesson, or failure in a way that benefits and strengthens my personal growth and life. So no matter what comes up, it's about viewing it in a certain way that is going to help me move forward or become stronger or be able to share something with someone else, because there's always going to be those events. There's always going to be those lessons, but it's really what lens are we viewing that through? So he went on a lot because he does positive psychology and I love all of his statistics. So he shared, when your brain is positive, you are 31% more productive in your day. You are 37% better at sales. Your intelligence rises and your creativity rises. So I know I notice this all the time. And one more stat, I loved it. Doctors are 19% more accurate at coming up with a correct diagnosis. So make sure you go see a happy doctor. And I really, really, really love this because I truly know when I'm tapping into my creative energy, when I'm trying to write something, when I'm trying to find something to share with you guys, when I'm trying to write my book, whatever it is, I need to get in a really good place. Otherwise, it feels like I put a blindfold on. I literally feel like a dry well when I'm not feeling positive. So maybe you're asking, well, what on earth can I do if I'm not feeling positive or my normal is this low level energy? And he also gave, you know, this is what he does. He's been studying, I think it's probably over 10 years now, 10 to 12 years, positive psychology. He goes around and speaks to every large corporation. I'm just absolutely obsessed with his talks. So how can we up our average? How can we be more positive? And through his studies, and I love this because this is exactly what this entire podcast is about, four things. He says a gratitude practice, writing down three things that you're grateful for every day. I think it's more like 20 or 50, like literally getting into that state of gratitude and allowing yourself to feel each word and see the faces of the people you're grateful for and the things and the places and the scents and the sunshine, whatever that is. And journaling is number two. Meditation is number three, and number four is random acts of kindness. So these are all things, you guys, that can pull you out of that baseline and get you above average. So what you're looking around at and what lens you're looking through doesn't mean it's normal. You can choose your new normal, and that can be far above average. That can be positive. That can be incredibly, amazingly energetic, happy, whatever you want. But it is going to take work, right? So let's do the gratitude practice, journaling, meditation, random acts of kindness. So you guys, I hope that today you really look at the baseline of how you're feeling and what lens you are looking for or looking through, because truly it is all about our happiness is based on really how we are perceiving the world, not the things in it, not the things that we have, not the people in it. So what are you choosing to see today? You guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'm so grateful for all that you are sharing for this podcast. I really, really love being able to chat with you guys all the time. I have a 60-day challenge that I just launched. It is body, mind, and spirit. So that is at lauriehartor.com/challenge. It is all about shifting your mindset. I do meditation in there. I do homework. We do journaling. We do workouts. It's really, really amazing. So first place is $1,000. Second place is $500. Third place is $500. But honestly, it's just about creating the habits that make you truly, truly happy. And I know exercise is a massive baseline for that as well. So you guys, I hope that you join me on the challenge. You can join through May 15th. And until next time, earn your happy, and I will see you later. Much love, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.